This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Election day was a mixed bag for Arizona Democrats. Members of Congress were reelected. Some gains were made in the legislature, and Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio lost. But Republicans maintained legislative majorities, and Donald Trump carried the state. So what should Arizona progressives do going forward, and how should they feel? Consultant Bill Scheel of the Phoenix-based Javelina has written about that and is with me in studio. Bill, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Steve.
So was Election Day a winning day, a losing day, somewhere in between for Arizona progressives?
Well, I think overall it was a winning day. Turnout in Arizona increased really significantly, about 14% higher than 4 years ago. And voter registration was up about 15% as well. So we had much more participation. And we really saw that in Maricopa County, where, as you mentioned, Paul Pinzone beat Joe Arpaio by a really big margin. Mm-hmm. And then for the first time in 40 years, we have a second Democrat in county office, Adrian Fontes, elected as county recorder. So having two Democrats in countywide office is really historic for Arizona Democrats.
So how purple then does that make Maricopa County? Does that make Arizona? Some people will point to the fact that Sheriff Arpaio, at this point especially, many people, even Republicans, decided time for him to go. Donald Trump, obviously a polarizing figure as well. Do you think this is something that indicates a trend, or is this more of a one-off?
I think certainly in Maricopa County, it's a trend. Hillary Clinton was within 3 points in Maricopa County, we're going to see Arizona targeted by national Democrats. The statewide margin was about 3.5 points. We were closer in Arizona than states like Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina. So we're going to be right in the mix of the next presidential race.
Can Arizona Democrats rely on Latinos not just to vote, but to vote for them? Because there has been talk that there is this there's simpatico or something like that, where it just seems like a good place for many Latinos, many millennial Latinos, to land in the Democratic Party. Is that something you think the party can rely on?
Well, I think so. We saw in statewide in really heavily Hispanic counties like Santa Cruz County and Yuma down on the border, Clinton doing very, very well. And certainly that's where the margins were developed here in Maricopa County and Pima County as well. And I think part of that is the energy and enthusiasm. And some of that, of course, is negative energy directed at either Arpaio or Trump. And so I think it's going to be incumbent on Democrats, though, to find candidates who will harness the positive energy of that growing Hispanic vote.
Well, to that end, Bill, are Democrats in Arizona becoming more progressive? Is the moderate Democrat an endangered species to some extent? And do you think that is the case? And if so, is that positive because maybe you have more passion on one side, or is that troublesome?
Well, I think, you're going to have the full range of ideological positions. But I think from a political strategic perspective, candidates like Ann Kirkpatrick, who seemed like should have been a strong candidate coming out of the gate. She really positioned herself as the moderate, middle of the road, focused on kind of the rural electorate starting out. And that really ended up not serving her very well. She never really connected with the urban Democratic base. And so, she ended up not performing as well as she should have. And so I think that urban core really is going to be the starting point for future successful Democratic campaigns. And so, it's not only Hispanics, but it's millennials. It's following up on your Scott Smith conversation, it's people living along the light rail line who are coming back and densifying central Phoenix, but also Mesa, Tempe, and Glendale now are going to become more and more blue, I think, over the next few years.
Now, that's interesting because as we talked about Maricopa County, Pima County, of course, traditionally has been a Democratic hub, and maybe certain parts of rural Arizona have been quite conservative. And Maricopa County has been more Republican, but there's been, from year to year that can sort of change. But do you think that progressives can really start setting a stronger foundation in Maricopa County? Because if you do, if progressives are strong in Maricopa County and Pima County, that bodes well for the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. And I think we saw that in some of these suburban legislative districts, LD 18, Ahwatukee and Chandler. Democrats won the Senate race and a House seat down there. District 28, we narrowly lost the Senate seat, but solidified our Democratic House seat there. And so I think you're going to see those inner, what I call the inner ring suburbs, are going to become more and more purple and ultimately blue.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix with consultant Bill Scheel of Javelina for a few more minutes. We're talking about what's next for Arizona progressives. Bill, one thing in your blog that you wrote about was what Greg Stanton and Kyrsten Sinema could do. Are they clearly the stars of the Arizona Democratic Party at this point? Are there any lawmakers you're looking at, state lawmakers, who may be ready for a jump in 2 to 4 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly we've seen, even since the election, Congressman Ruben Gallego really step up. He's taken a very visible role in the anti-Trump effort in Congress. So I think we're going to see more visibility from him. But at the state level, we've got two big city mayors, Mayor Stanton in Phoenix and Mayor Rothschild in Tucson, who both, I think, people are going to be looking to for statewide office. And then Kyrsten Sinema has able to take what was a marginal district a couple cycles ago and turn it into a safe Democratic seat. So clearly, I think those are probably the top four people to watch.
What about the fact that Representative Sinema wasn't really too public when it came to the Hillary Clinton campaign or even Ann Kirkpatrick's campaign? Is that disturbing at all to Arizona Democrats? Does it seem like she's setting herself apart a bit?
Well, I think that has been part of her effort to appeal to Republicans and probably has contributed to her success in that district. But I think the Kirkpatrick example should be cautionary for her because if she is too much of a moderate, I'm not sure that it has an impact in a primary necessarily because she's going to be very well funded. But there needs to be enthusiasm for these leading Democratic candidates. And she's got to, I think, reach out to the base and develop that enthusiasm and embrace some of those progressive issues. And primarily that's for the folks who are driving the progressive agenda now, it's immigration is that issue.
And Bill, finally, 2014, Arizona Democrats had a really good slate of statewide candidates, at least even many Republicans would say that. And yet they all ended up losing. I wonder if you think any of those candidates, obviously Terry Goddard had been around for a long time, Fred Duvall, we're not sure what he might want to do, but David Garcia, Felicia Rodellini, are these people you expect to run for office again?
Well, I think David Garcia in particular is the kind of candidate that we ought to be elevating and encouraging to get back into politics, and Felicia Rodellini as well. Both excellent candidates. Felicia ran a couple of times and had a couple of close losses, so I'm not sure about her stomach for running again. But David Garcia would be a fantastic candidate at any level and would bring the energy, the diversity that a Democratic ticket needs.
Bill Scheel is a consultant for the Phoenix-based Javelina. We've been talking about the future of Arizona progressives. And Bill, thank you.
Thank you so much.